Welcome to
Nice Earth Podcast.
Very good.
Now, what we're going on with this morning is the use of a respirator and a gas attack. Now, the first thing you would do is you'd hold your breath. The reason being, if you didn't hold your breath, you'd breathe in the poison gas and you'd be gassed. So that's the reason why you hold your breath.
Crunch, crunch, candy boy. Candy boy exits. He would do so again in the near future. Crunch, crunch. He savored the walk home. He licked his lips. He unwrapped the candy bar, chocolate bar. Chomp, chomp, nougat, chomp. Suddenly, he stopped, and he chomped, and remembered something. The price is 79 cents. He ate the egg. Crunch, crunch, candy boy. He keeps walking and rolls the caramel around his mouth. Sugar, he says. A voice. Good afternoon. 'Tis the mailman. Thud, thud. Blue hat and uniform. Conservative voice on the radio. They won't take the mail out of the box, those boys. Sugar. Makes it difficult.
And tell me quietly you love me, my broken God, with your secrets and wine. Let me close, where the wind does not come, let me close. Whose feet make madness, whose feet on tar drive music from sin, whose feet, like wilderness and cruelty, make unseen, whose feet do not carry for all is hung from the sky, in the land of concrete where the old is replaced with the drunk and the poor, who masturbate in secret, grow their faces like sages, and weep. Oh, willow bird, my carpet rabbit, my blue bear, my Jones. Eternal God, let my heart breathe before I fall forever.
Thank you. Stays in it. The reason I'm saying this is when you go to any other car, you crank it, the old filter is empty. And that's why when you go to crank it, it's like, rrr, rrr, rrr. And it's trying to pump oil to that oil filter that's empty. Mm-hmm. And when it's doing that, every time, that's why you say, why did the motor go out in that Ford or that Chevy? Why is that Toyota holding up? Why do they hold up so long? Little things like your filters that keep oiling out.
So it's no ring?
Well, yeah, it's the O-ring, and it just helps seal it. But if you just bought an aftermarket one and put it on my truck, it would slowly have just a little seep of a leak, and you'd lose oil. You wouldn't notice it, because going down the road, it wouldn't be all over the filter, but it's just a little bit. Oh. But you'd notice it when you'd check it. Oh. People I bought my truck from, they redo all of, like, Toyotas from 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000, and they do all Toyotas. It's a family business for about 40 years. The grandpa, the dads, now the kids, the grandkids, and they've taught them everything and stuff, and they just go and take parts. People come and buy parts, but they'll redo trucks and cars. That's where I got my truck from. He told me all that, and I said, yeah, I'll take your advice. You've been around it long enough for this particular brand, and that's all they do is Toyota.
In all we do, let us be generous, fair, and loving to spaceship Earth and all its inhabitants.
And really, it's like $5 for the Toyota filter, and it's like $3 for the Apple.
All right, I gotta get this liquor shot of me.
I think it's just a lack of the people.
I can't control how much liquor shot I eat. Oh, it really hurts my belly right now.
Somebody's rocking my sugar lump. Somebody's rocking my sugar lump. Somebody's rocking my sugar lump. Oh, turn, turn, turn. That's blue light girl. My sugar lump. That's blue light girl.
It's light.